Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined It's here on Triple M. Ru, I had one of those moments yesterday. I was driving along and mid-morning, and I started screaming and yelling at the radio because they announced that here on Triple M, Matthew Nix is the coach of the Crows. And I said, no, he can't be because Ru would have told us. Ru would have said it on our breakfast show right here.
Well, I basically, I didn't deny it yesterday, did I?
Well, you didn't bloody tell us
well,
either.
Well, I can't break ranks, Dits, and go rogue and give you inside information. But, yeah, he did get the job yesterday, and he was a raging favourite by the end, and people were tracking him and finding out what was going on. So it wasn't a total shock at the end of the day, was it?
All right. So why Matthew Nix? What was it that stood out for you?
I think he was the best, most well-rounded coach that was up for grabs. And he's been in the senior assistant position for the last 3 years, which gives him a great amount of experience, as much experience as you could probably have without actually being a head coach. There were other candidates that had been in that senior assistant position. There's also other candidates that we spoke to that were just line coaches. And they only manage, a group of 10 to 15 players. So it's different to manage a whole group. And there's always a risk with coaches who haven't coached their own side because it's very different. It's a massive job to go to that next level. But Matty Nix, sees the game very, very well, sees the tactics of the game very well. He's a great communicator. He forms great relationships. Everyone I'd spoke to about that were just, unanimous and super confident that that's his strength. We need that at the moment at the football club. Every football club needs that. Every successful football club has got that about their coaching group. So that gave me a lot of confidence as well. He's an Adelaide fella, and he's lived in the Adelaide system. He understands what it's like to coach and play football in South Australia. He was involved in perhaps the best culture in the AFL, and that's the Sydney culture, the Bloods culture that they started back in the early 2000s. So he's got that experience. And he's worked in the outside world. I like people that have been out and done that. He was a stockbroker for 5 years. So he had a bit of a taste of that. I could not find a person to say a bad word about him. Hopefully I spoke to the right people.
Now, I've heard you use the word rejuvenate. I've heard Rob Chapman say it as well. The club needs to rejuvenate. Is that, and you've just said about how good he is at relationships. What's most important at your club right now? Is it getting the feeling and that culture back, or is it game style and starting to win games immediately?
We all know, whether you're at a radio station, at a football club, a business down the road. We heard it on Triple M yesterday when we were talking about the Y generation. A bloke rang up and said, if you've got the right environment at your club or at your business,
yep,
people will work. Triple M's got a great culture. Everyone's happy here. They want to come to work. They don't want to rush home because they hate the joint.
Mm.
They hang around and they do the extra yards. Well, it's no different at a footy club. So I would say right now, after what's happened at our footy club in the last couple of years, we need a united football club. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty confident that he's going to deliver that for us. It's not just a one-man band. That's a whole coaching group and a whole club that's got to provide that. So get the culture right. Game plan's certainly second.
Mm.
You can have a great game plan and a bad environment and you're no hope. I think you've got to have a great culture, great environment, and then if you can back that up with a good game plan and everything else, well, then you're a chance.
All right, he was on the Rush Hour yesterday with Jars and Louis. Here he is talking about game style.
We'll do some stuff with our game plan. A lot of it will be based around our contest. We've got a group led by Rory that they love to put their head in,
yep,
in the hole, and they enjoy that. And I think that's where the game's won and lost.
And he was a contested type player himself and was a real hard nut at the Sydney Swans. And as you say, the system he played in at Sydney, I mean, it's well known for it. It became famous, didn't it, for their culture?
We were trying to emulate that at the Crows in the mid-2000s and thought we were sort of getting close to it as well. It's very, very important. But, I thought he handled himself well in the press yesterday,
mm-hmm,
which first bit of experience of the Adelaide media. But it was a step in the right direction.
All right. Now, the other thing too, he spoke about the Crouch brothers because they're very important moving forward.
Firstly, I'd love him to stay. You know, he's just one of our best and fairest. He's had a fantastic season and he's an outstanding player. But even more importantly, he's an outstanding character. Both he and Matt. I was able to get a hold of Matt this morning. He's in New York. So we had a brief chat just to see how he's going and just to let him know that I'm here for him if he needs. Unfortunately, Brad, I haven't got yet, but it'll be the first thing I'm doing.
And Roo, I know you have worked very, very hard. You've had a tough few weeks. So to you and to everyone that was involved, well done. Congratulations. It sounds as though you've got the right man and you've got the man you wanted. But I know that you have done some long hours.
Yep.
And you've had to put up with a bit along the way as well. And it hasn't been easy for you. So, tough process.
Yep. Hopefully we're heading in the right direction. It was good to hear a coach talk about moving forward and putting the past behind us, because it has been a tough couple of years for supporters, sponsors, players, admin at the footy club. So hopefully this is a step in the right direction. We can get back to being a respected competitive football club.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.